in the top of the first inning with two away. Trevor Plouffe, a Minnesota Twin on a major league rehab assignment, doubles. Then up to the plate steps Byung-ho Park, also a former Twin.
Runner off second, pitch is swung on a ground ball, chopped out towards short. Crawford ranging, dives, knocks it down, can't make a play, a base hit center field. Plouffe will round third and score. And in every game so far on the homestand, the opponent has had the lead. It's 1-0 Rochester on the two-out RBI single by Byung-ho Park. Not a hard hit ball.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would call it a soft run, Matt Province. 1-0 Rochester led it through one. Lehigh Valley finally gets on the board in the bottom of the third inning. Cedric Hunter led the inning off with a single, sacrificed to second base by Jeswell Valentin. On a hit by J.P. Crawford, Hunter made his way to third, and then
they're on the corners, and the pitch gets through the catcher all the way back to the screen. Hunter is going to score, and we're tied up with the wild pitch. Crawford takes second as well, and the Pigs are on the board on a ball that got by the catcher, John Ryan Murphy.
They'd officially rule it a pass ball, so an unearned run for Lehigh Valley versus left-hander Nick Greenwood on the mound today for Rochester. All tied one apiece through three. But the Red Wings answer right back in the top of the fourth inning, leading off the frame the league's leader in home runs.
As the pitcher swung on and drilled out to straightaway center field, way back there, Perkins turned, and this ball is at the top of the batter's eye on the top of the hill. And it's 2-1 on the 22nd of the year for Walker.
Adam Brett Walker launched a moonshot that went an estimated 448 feet. As Matt and John both said during the broadcast, probably the longest home run they've ever seen at Coca-Cola Park. 2-1, Red Wings in front through 3.5. Bottom of the fifth, Lehigh Valley gets that run back. Cedric Hunter starts the rally again with a double and eventually comes around to score on an RBI fielder's choice from Darnell Sweeney. So a 2-2 game. Meanwhile, on the mound for Lehigh Valley, after allowing the two runs early on, Anthony Vasquez just back today from Double A Reading, dealing in a Pigs uniform.
And the 1-2 from Vasquez is swung on and poked in the air on the infield right by Stassi, who fields back at first and makes the catch to end the inning. And Anthony Vasquez was really brilliant late tonight, sending down the last 10 Red Wing batters he faced. Great outing. See if the Pigs can get him a win by scoring here in the bottom of the inning.
But they didn't. And in the top of the eighth, with two outs,
it'll be a 2-0 pig shift now. Three infielders on the left side of the diamond. Pitch is swung on, hit to right field and deep. Hunter back. Hunter at the track. He's looking up, and that ball is gone. And just over the wall and right for a go-ahead home run by Park. He had been 0 for 15 against the Pigs coming in. He's 2 for 4 with two RBIs, including a go-ahead home run. 3-2 Red Wings.
Yeah, Park drove in two of the three Rochester runs in this one. So the Red Wings, an opportunity to close it out in the bottom of the ninth, but they'd have to go through the middle of the Lehigh Valley batting order.
Pigs hoping to keep this game alive. White trying to make it lights out. Here's the 2-2 again, swung on. High Baltimore chop over the mound by second. They're going to have to hurry. Charging and fielding, Beresford fires to first in time. Ball game over. And for the first time since June 27th through 29th, the Pigs have a three-game losing streak. That ties their 2016 season high.
Final score, 3-2. Rochester defeats Lehigh Valley. The Pigs lead over the Red Wings. Now just 3.5 games in the wild card race.